Welcome to another special bonus episode of Talking to Grandma. I'm Beck, producer of Talking to Grandma, and today we're revisiting an exciting moment from earlier this year. In March, we had the incredible opportunity to participate in one of the most innovative events in the world of education, South by Southwest EDU. For those of you unfamiliar with it, South by Southwest EDU is the premier gathering for education thought leaders, innovators, and changemakers from around the globe. It's a space where ideas flourish, where the future of learning is shaped, and where the voices of educators and learners alike resonate with passion and purpose. Together with Deandra Morse of Bilingual Playdate, Dr. Vanessa Santiago-Swartz, and Kayla Diaz from Bilingüitos, we hosted a panel discussion to a standing room only audience that dug deep into what it looks and sounds like to save home languages for children with bilingualism in their bones. In this episode, you'll hear stories from audience members who stopped us in the hall to share their own experience with language loss or preservation, who are working to heal the wounds of language oppression and seeking solutions to the hard work of cultivating heritage language in the classroom and at home. So whether you're an educator, a student, a parent, or simply someone passionate about preserving heritage language and culture, join us as we revisit these conversations from our time at South by Southwest EDU. Let's dive in. Angelica Sanchez is an artist whose life journey is a testament to the ties between language, culture, and identity. Her family's story spans continents from Puerto Rico to Venezuela, Miami to Texas and beyond. She vividly shared her experience of growing up bilingual and the unique challenges she faced as she navigated shifting linguistic landscapes. Her journey reflects the struggle to maintain her Puerto Rican heritage in a world where cultural stereotypes and language discrimination persist.
Kind of like this double-edged sword where I don't feel Puerto Rican enough, or anytime anyone sees me because I'm a white passing Puerto Rican, they're like, oh, but you don't look Puerto Rican. And I mean, it's literally like a whole spectrum of gamut of like all of these instances where I've been faced with people telling me, oh, speak English, we're in America. I had that happen to me while I was hanging out with my sister, and I wasn't even talking to this lady. And the worst part is that she was there with like a 8-year-old kid, and that kid started chiming in and like adding to what she was saying.
Angelica is deeply engaged in art, using her creative talents to amplify the voices of her community. She shares her passion for teaching street art, graffiti, and muralism, connecting these art forms to cultural expression and activism.
I'm always trying to teach my students how to make their artwork about themselves, about their culture, about their experiences, and that's what I do with my art. And then I have a lot of people, they're like, oh, why are you always talking about colonialism? Why are you always talking about Puerto Rico? Why are you always talking about this? And I'm like, because that's who I am.
Angelica shared advice for those seeking to reconnect with their roots and find their cultural identity. She emphasizes the importance of embracing tradition, creating community, and celebrating one's heritage, no matter where life's journey takes you.
I mean, I feel the most Puerto Rican when I'm cooking and dancing in my living room with my kids and my husband, and we're just having a good time, and we're just singing and dancing and playing dominoes or briscas.
Daniela Hernandez talked to us about a chapter of American history that reverberates through time, the story of the Blackwell School in Marfa, Texas.
The school was the former de facto segregated school for Mexican-American school children that operated from 1909 until 1965, when Marfa schools finally integrated.
As Daniela reveals, the Blackwell School stands as a symbol of resilience and defiance against a dark era of language oppression. The infamous Spanish ban, where students were forced to bury their language and identity, serves as a stark reminder of the struggles faced by Mexican-American students in the past.
And it was a really, really traumatic event, as you can imagine, for a lot of these students who, for them, Spanish was such a big part of their identity.
But the story doesn't end there. The Blackwell School was designated a National Historic Site by President Joe Biden in October of 2022. marking a momentous step towards preserving and defending the stories of those who endured this painful chapter in American history.
You know, I think we see a lot of folks who, in a lot of ways, feel that that part of their identity is missing. And I think the work that we're doing is trying to reclaim that heritage and reclaim that voice and reclaim that identity, you know, that's going to allow us, I think, to be able to feel like our history and our stories and our systems are more representative of who we are as a people and to be able to sort of complete that story of American history.
Danielle's work and dedication shine a light on the importance of acknowledging and understanding the past to create a more inclusive and representative future. John Chen, an experienced educator hailing from Brooklyn, New York, shared his journey in education. For over a decade, he served as an English professor, specializing in working with non-native English speakers and recent immigrants. However, in the past year, John embarked on a new adventure, transitioning to become a computer science teacher.
All the programming languages that we're teaching are written and developed in English for a lot of different reasons. And so I'm really struggling with finding a way to support students who don't have English fluency.
He highlights a crucial issue. Programming languages, which are the backbone of computer science education, are primarily developed in English. This presents an additional layer of complexity for students who are still mastering the English language.
It feels like they're at a double disadvantage. They have to learn the programming language, which is very hard.
Yeah.
And then they have to navigate reading in English and communicating in English.
We also recognize that the challenge lies not with the students, but with the system itself. It is important to rethink and reshape teaching methods to create a more equitable learning environment for students with diverse linguistic backgrounds.
Definitely fix the teaching and the education part, but
yeah,
also the industry part.
As we come to the end of this special bonus episode of Talking to Grandma, our journey through South by Southwest EDU was truly enlightening, and I'm grateful to have had the opportunity to revisit these conversations with you today. These conversations have illuminated the complexities and nuances of language preservation, cultural identity, and equitable education. They inspire us to continue the conversation, to seek solutions, and to work towards a future where language and culture are celebrated and preserved. I want to thank our incredible panelists, the audience members who shared their stories in the hallways of the Austin Convention Center, and all of you, our listeners, for joining us in this important conversation. Check out the show notes to find out more about the panelists, the audience members who shared their stories today, and to hear our entire South by Southwest EDU session.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you liked what you heard, take a minute to share this podcast with a friend or colleague. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcast platform. Your ratings and reviews help us keep the podcast lights on. We can't do this without your support. Every subscription, share, follow, download, and review makes a big difference and helps others find our show. Also, we love hearing from you. Tell us what you think of the podcast. Email us at hello@bilingualgeneration.com. You can also slide into our DMs on Instagram at Talking to Grandma. Talking to Grandma is owned by Bilingual Generation. Rebecca De Leon is our editor and producer. The artwork for Talking to Grandma was created by Nancy Guevara, and I'm your host, Dr. Veronica Benavides. See you next episode.